Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert, kein Stress, kein Drama. In der ING-App regelst du deine Karten selbst. Wunschpin, Limits setzen, sperren mit einem Klick, alles direkt von dir gesteuert. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, hairdressers, sleep therapy, and penis on the way in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
My darling, I, Maurice Chevalier, would like to sing for you now. Darling, we were meant for each other, and soon we'll be hearing wedding bells. Then we'll honeymoon down by the stockyards.
What?
'Cause darling, I want to kiss you where it smells.
Yes, he wants to kiss her.
We'll go for a drive in the country. I'll bring lotions, lubricants, and gels. We'll make love on the ground near the landfill.
Landfill?
'Cause darling, I want to kiss you where it smells. I'll be your knight in shining armor. Like a genie, I'll grant your every wish. Tonight, we'll go down by the ocean. And I'll kiss you where it smells like fish. Holy mackerel. We'll vacation in London and Paris.
Oui, oui.
And stay in the finest hotels. We'll spend all our time in the bathroom.
Oui, you.
'Cause darling, I want to kiss you where it smells. Darling, I want to kiss you. When I smell fish, I miss you. Darling, I want to kiss you.
Where it smells.
I will go to Egypt, and I'll kiss you red sphinx.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker's here.
Hi.
There's Josh Arnold.
Man, Godwin just took a beating in the green room.
He did.
Really?
Yeah, verbal.
What was the occasion?
Here. Hey. I'm Chick McGee. What happened, Pat? From your point of view, what happened?
I'm getting my hair cut today, and she does my eyebrows. Courtney's her name. I love Courtney. And it's been a long time, though, a vacation, so my eyebrows are really getting crazy.
Bushy.
And Jason said, hey, you better get them trimmed up.
You don't...
When you're a man of my age.
You can't... Mm-hmm. I trim mine up myself.
No.
Well, yours are kind of Brezhnev-esque.
Yes. You got to have
They're great.
I think they're great, too. Yeah, but I'm also... I'm an eyebrow man.
Yes,
you gotta be very careful.
Yeah.
Tom, what's your eyebrow situation?
Beats me. I don't know.
May we see? Can you just tip your hat up a little bit?
You have very regular eyebrows.
Yeah.
You can barely see them.
Yeah.
Pat seemed really gray all of a sudden. For him.
When they come out, when it grows out, you can really see
them. Yeah, they do need trimmed
pluck?
Up.
No.
Courtney
does everything.
Does she wax?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a little bit in the middle of my ass.
Have you?
Oh, my eyebrows.
Yeah. Have you asked her to sit on your lap while she's cutting your hair?
Courtney and I are very, very good platonic friends.
Is she chesty though? Don't you like when you're getting your hair cut?
She's got nice boobs,
so they kind of brush against you.
Yeah. Did I say that out loud?
There's like a cut. It's you know what? There's something.
Huh? What'd you say?
There's like a comfort.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Sorry.
That's like there's a comfort. That's like two today.
It's when somebody's when
you better be careful.
Okay, so far you're 0-2. Here's your third chance.
What, you too? There's a comfort thing when a hairdresser's breasts brush against you more so than a sexual thing, I think.
Oh, really?
Your thoughts, Pat?
No, it's always sexual when a breast brushes up against you.
I get a boner. It turns me on.
Talking to Phyllis.
Have you guys ever had a barber that like puts his junk on your hand when he brushes against the... No?
No, but I will not see it. I'm odd. I will not... You don't let a man cut my hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, cut my hair for a while because I had a short pixie cut even in high school. And so I went to the town barber and he was known for rubbing his, like you put your hands on the barber chair and he would kind of rub
his
stuff.
Think he did it on purpose?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace, Leonard.
A masher, whatever the
name. Masher.
Yeah. I don't know.
He died?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of your barber? Because I do. And Jess obviously
does. Mean when you were a kid?
Yeah. Swick. Swick's Barbershop.
Oh.
S-W-I-C-K.
Last name, you think?
Old Swick.
I remember the name of the barbershop.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fran Antonio's.
No kidding.
That's not real.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Fran Antonio.
No, it sounds like a drag queen.
No, that was one name. That was the last name.
Oh, okay.
Mr.
Okay.
Fran Antonio.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he have a spittoon?
No, but they did have that array of hair tonic that looked like a contemporary bourbon bar.
Yeah.
Barberside.
With like 80 different hair products. Mm-hmm. And then they had the blue mouthwash looking stuff full of combs.
Did you pick the number? Did they have the big poster with all the cuts and the, oh,
like
the number?
Kind of like the one you see in the Andy Griffith show. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That happened to me. I sat down. I go, I'll have the 21. They brought me broccoli and beef.
Is there any hair in it?
Very odd.
Okay. Now
that was so easy to not laugh at.
Well, speaking of which, we move on now and we turn back to Christy Lee.
A centuries old tradition from India could offer a surprising new therapy for sleep apnea.
Oh,
check this out. Researchers found folks with moderate obstructive sleep apnea who practice shunk. Or conch shell blowing, slept better, felt more alert, and had fewer nighttime breathing interruptions. Hmm. The study leader, Dr. Krishna K. Sharma, says the traditional yogic breathing exercise may strengthen the throat and soft palate muscles, which often collapse during sleep in apnea patients.
I met that guy.
Did you?
Yeah, I wanted to give him a hug, but they said, don't squeeze the Sharma.
Ladies and gentlemen,
sound of one man's hands.
And now from the Bob and Tom Show, it's the conch blowing group.
sounds like a traffic jam.
Yeah, it does.
Get the hell out of the way!
Learn to drive!
What is that?
Conch blowing.
It's conch blowing.
How many?
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah. Go back to Okinawa! Oh, boy, that guy's intolerant, isn't he?
What are you?
What is the occasion for that audio? Is it some kind of religious thing?
We're just that good. It does sound like a traffic jam.
Yeah. Okay, it's hurting my ears.
Eat it.
It never sounds like that when I blow a conch.
No?
Mm-mm.
What?
Conch.
Will you behave yourself? Over there?
The technique involves a deep breath, then a forceful, sustained exhale through tightly pursed lips.
Slow down. What do I have to do first?
You have to take a deep breath. Forceful, sustained exhale through tightly pursed lips, creating strong vibrations of the airflow resistance.
This is ridiculous.
Is this the Jimmy Buffett thing?
Scientists say the low-cost practice may help reduce symptoms without medication or machines, Pat.
How? How does that help sleep apnea?
Watch Tom.
I'm not questioning you.
It strengthens the throat and soft palate muscles, which collapse often in people that have sleep apnea.
And also, you'll be sleeping alone because, hey, honey, I don't fall asleep yet. I've got to blow my conch. The neighbors are getting upset every night at 11 o'clock.
Here's more conch for Tom.
Is that a Jimmy Buffett song?
Yeah.
It's Finn's. Oh, wow.
Oh, they loved it.
Oh,
they
yeah. One more time.
Okay. Are we out of bullets?
Where'd you get this?
What's wrong with our culture? Oh,
boy.
If that isn't alcohol-infused.
Well, I would hope so. It's a Jimmy Buffett thing.
A lot better than the original, I tell you that.
No.
Medical experts out there say the penis stops growing by around age...
13. I told you.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know if it's like ear tissue or...
15.
Where it keeps growing kind of forever.
18 is your answer.
Okay, all right.
When most boys finish high school.
Oh, Pat, I know you're hoping to be a late bloomer.
My fingers are crossed.
Can you collect Social Security and still be eligible for another inch?
Do you still remember the biggest one you ever saw?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
On a movie.
You never forget your first.
Well, phys ed class. It was.
Yeah, those guys walking around, locker rooms.
It was stunning.
Urologist.
Totally intact and just like an elephant's trunk. It was unbelievable. It was every bit 11 inches. Soft.
What?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
You were in an NFL locker room, right?
Nope. High school?
Wow.
I'm going to say sophomore.
Oh. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, God. I'm sorry. What is the
18
average?
Is the age. Urologist Dr. Jameen Bramhat told Men's Health that most growth happens during puberty, which we would assume when testosterone surges. Dr. Amy Perlman says DNA and hormone exposure during development largely determine your adult size. A review found the average erect penis measures 5.1 inches in length, with 90% of men between 3.9 and 6.3 inches.
Yay!
90%.
It's greater than a curve.
90%.
It's greater than a curve, Josh. You know the name of that curve?
Yes. The Peroni's curve.
The Peroni's curve, of course. Thank you very much.
Average girth, just under 4.7 inches.
Whoa!
Flaccid, the average length is about 3.5. Doctors say the best way to maintain sexual health is the same as for overall wellness. Eat well, exercise regularly.
Yeah, I know mine stopped at 18 inches.
I see.
Oh, and by the way, physical activity, guys, can be just as effective as Viagra in improving erectile function.
Yeah, but it's easier just to swallow a pill than it is to.
Does the aging process affect it? Does it get longer as you guys get older?
Well, that's the article. Apparently not.
No? Okay.
The balls don't?
The balls
yeah, those can
definitely.
Sag more, I think. Yeah,
that's a different topic.
Can you be a little bit more medical?
No.
The balls.
Your gonads.
You know, your bait and tackle.
Your satchel. Your testicles.
Your sack.
It just feels like it would eventually kind of look uncut, like if gravity takes effect.
I see.
The skin just kind of.
I thought your ears, your nose, and your weenie wink never stop growing.
apparently they do. Yeah, the ween.
But this is saying no. This is saying once you get to a certain age, you're okay.
Does it say anything about a nose and ears? Look that up.
Different topic.
Now, there is a thing called hospital penis, right, Tom? We know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Where it hides up?
It gets scared.
Yeah, it does.
It's
yeah.
called the what?
Hospital penis, which is embarrassing when there are people around, like interns and stuff. And
yeah, it's
female interns at my surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the interns here.
You want to make a good impression.
Although the good news is you got some of the biggest laughs you'd gotten all year.
That is absolutely true. I was humiliated.
On the other side of the coin, women, we're not going to forget you.
I never stopped growing either.
Bigger and bigger.
No.
You put a feather in it and she can fly like Dumbo.
Whoa.
We're not going to talk about that. Most women, or more women rather, are returning to reusable menstrual products as an alternative to the single-use pads and tampons.
Yeah, this won't last.
Like the cup or something?
Silicone cups, the period underwear, menstrual discs. Yeah, they can be reused for years, making them both cost-effective and environmentally friendly.
That's part of the comeback of vinyl.
Oh, here we go.
What is?
The menstrual disc.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a purity to it.
Yeah, it sounds better.
It sounds warmer. Yeah, that's right.
You're going to have fun with this name. Women's health expert, Dr. Navya Mysore.
Mysore.
Oh, boy. Don't you think if you were a doctor, you'd change that?
Yes. Says disposable products remain the most common choice, but largely due to the fact that they're the first option many girls learn to use. And most pads, by the way, primarily made of plastic. I did not know this. Ones in a landfill, they can take up to 800 years to break down.
So what?
So what?
Who cares?
No, you women are really helping ruin the earth. And it's. I wish you would just hold it.
How many?
We should go back to the tents.
There are no numbers. I find this, when it says more women are turning to reusable menstrual products.
I know.
Let me see some numbers.
I do know some women that
do.
There's a lot of women that do.
There are a lot of women that do.
Come on. I mean, has it got...
How many women do you know that are having a cycle that you would know what their personal use was?
Almost all of my peers.
All of us? Do you know what all of us use?
Yes.
No, you
don't. Is that right?
I saw that.
I look in that tiny trash can.
Yes, I saw that Stanley thing in there.
Yeah.
How do you hold that up?
And why can't you flush them?
By the way, I want to know.
Go ahead and flush them anyway. Flush them.
I want to know who's using the hot dog buns.
Organic, recyclable.
Right. Yeah,
well, they are soft. Not me. I can tell you that.
Well,
I think Jess, you want to stick with the Tampax and all that stuff.
Yeah, tell me what I should use.
Because hear me out on this. As my buddy Josh would say, you're leaving money on the table when you go to resell these babies on OnlyFans.
God.
I just saw an interview and a girl said that's what she often gets requested.
Yeah. Yep.
Used pads.
I bet. On OnlyFans?
Yes. And so they pay for them and then she ships them to them.
$1 million business.
God, yeah. I was only joking. That's a thing.
That's insane.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if they make tea or what.
Like, is it like a Rorschach thing?
What do you see when you look at this? You know what I kind of get is period panties. I think that really makes sense.
Yeah.
What era? Like Renaissance?
Oh, yes, yeah. That's, that's award bait. Oscar bait.
There are pros and cons for that as well, because of the moisture that it holds can cause some issues.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, if they can perfect that, that seems like a pretty good thing.
And they're not very organic either. They're full of plastics, too.
Oh, no kidding.
They're not a bad addition, too, in case you have leakage.
Yeah, I'm old school. I've been on this thing called an airplane. And when you fly over this country, you go, boy, there sure is a lot of space we could fill with
junk. But what are you doing?
Well, I guess, but it gets into the groundwater.
Great. Well, the groundwater out there, who's going to notice? Some squirrel?
The truth is yes.
We are killing our planet. You can't.
Right. Well, not really. The planet's for us.
I'll be dead already.
I'm tired of being told that.
Okay.
All right.
How dare you live here? Shut up. Hippie punk. Go ruin go throw macaroni and cheese on the Mona Lisa, whatever the hell you're trying
to
do.
By the way, grab a shower while you're at it.
Yeah, bathe, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, at least maybe sit in a creek. Anything. something.
Well, so, the creeks are all dirty thanks to you. I can't.
So when you wear this cup around, is it dangling down
there? No, you insert it, you tool.
No, I wondered that too.
How big is the cup?
The cup is like a shot glass.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah. I know.
What about gravity? I mean, when you stand up.
No.
Tom.
It closes.
There's a muscle down there. Are you... Do you know anything?
No, these are fair questions.
No, don't you ask. No, don't say, because he's offering his opinion on what they should use
almost,
for their period.
It's almost like this material. So you squeeze it together like this, you stick it up, and then it opens up naturally.
So it's like a coin purse?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Okay.
It really is.
I got you.
Have you ever seen
and a, then it stays
a
up
diaphragm?
There and it usually...
I have seen a diaphragm.
And there's like a little thing on the end and that you can pull it out, clean it, and reuse it.
Do you squeeze it out in our sink?
Oh my God.
I hope that doesn't spoil the urine I'm putting
in. You know, I've been using it in tea instead of a lemon slice.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. I like it better.
I know you hate a lemon slice, don't you?
I'm so sorry. You know what we should do is change the topic. Oh, look,
that's
there's Chick McGee.
Idea.
Hey, Chick.
I'm just still laughing that one of your main platforms in life is more landfills.
That's right. I say go for it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.